too clever for them.
He always approached a farm with the wind blowing in his face, and this meant that if any man were lurking in the shadows ahead, the wind would carry the smell of that man to Mr. Fox's nose from far away. Thus, if Mr. Boggus was hiding behind his chicken house number one, Mr. Fox would smell him out from 50 yards off and quickly change direction, heading for chicken house number four at the other end of the farm.
"Dang it, blast that lousy beast!" cried Boggus. "I'd like to rip his guts out," said Bunce.
"He must be killed,"
cried Bean.
"But how?" said Boggus. "How on earth can we catch the blighter?"
Bean picked his nose delicately with a long finger.
"I have a plan,"
he said.
"You've never had a decent plan yet," said Bunce.
"Shut up and listen," said Bean. "Tomorrow night, we will all hide just outside the hole where the fox lives. We will wait there until he comes out. Then, bang! Bang, bang, bang!"
"Very clever," said Bunce. "But first we shall have to find the hole."
"My dear Bunce,